DNA is a sort of like a yellow light in our system that lets, it's a warning sign to let us know that we have to go upcoming. You don't seem to get that.
See, it's more.
Oh, you just have the green now. And the red.
Yeah, green and red.
That's
we
it.
Have a yellow mixed
and instead
up.
Of, instead of yield, it's called what? What is it? It's not yield.
Stop.
It's like halt or something. When you go into a rotary, isn't there something that says
yield?
A roundabout.
We got the
it still says yield though.
Give way.
Give way. That's what it is. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Give way.
Yeah, so, but you can go through red lights if there's nobody.
Right turn on red. That's the other thing.
We don't have that.
Oh, no, you just have to stop.
Oh, yeah, we stop.
And that's a point or something like that in your insurance?
Oh, it's 3 points in your
license.
3 points,
yes. Oh, then they saw a cabbie smoking.
No smoking cabbies? Yeah.
No.
No smoking cabbies.
Really?
That's
no smoking
his
anywhere.
Workplace back home. Yeah.
Oh.
You can't smoke in your workplace.
Really?
Yeah,
so that's just completely gone now.
Yeah. Then yesterday.
Wow. When did that happen?
About, must be 10 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because, I mean, we were smoking in the pubs when we were over there.
Yeah.
That's all gone now.
You can't even smoke in a pub anymore. And what if it's a private club? Because we can still do that here.
No.
We can still do, like, private clubs. They'll have, like, an Elks or a Knights of Columbus or something.
Wink.
Wow.
Wink.
No.
Wow.
No smoking.
Or you wait until 3 a.m.
Smoke
and then
pubs
boom.
In Ireland
right.
until after hours.
You get the odd pub that... After hours,
yeah,
you've been with me in them.
So. You gotta have a friend. You gotta have the friend of the friend.
Yes.
Oh no,
and then you can do whatever you want.
I got a good picture yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We went to at Dick's Sporting Goods while John bought all his golf shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, we got to go upstairs. We got a picture with John with all the guns and the display. And the display case.
Yeah. That's what you want to do. You want to get him to shoot a gun this week, right? You're going to bring a shooting range.
We're
shoot a gun.
Yes.
We're going to go with the AK-47.
At least you saw the guns, man.
Saw the guns, plenty of
weird.
Guns.
Because you never really seen them, right?
You've never seen a gun.
Now, how about when you go to Spain? Does Spain have guns?
No.
Only the police.
Oh, okay.
The police that have guns.
All right.
So.
And
in Ireland,
has guns.
Only the
right?
special, only the special police would have guns.
Not even the garda don't even have guns.
No. Only special garda.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, did you know that guns here are like when some guy like goes like this, muscle man, like show me a gun. Sometimes they go like this with their muscles.
like Conor McGregor.
That's right. Yeah. So what do they think of him back home?
Great entertainer.
Did well.
Good entertainer. Great showman and. Promoted Ireland.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on, John. Tell me what you think, dear buddy pal.
You can do it.
I know. He's good now. He's good.
He is a good performer.
He's good. A lot of the kids are into it, and it's...
Yeah, have some having some fun.
Oh, and guess what? John is being more American. He's being very political. Nice job.
I'm like Mr. Trump. You have to have a face for everybody.
So what is that actually like back in Ireland? Because I think I remember when George Bush got in, okay, and people kind of felt sorry for us when I was over there. I remember when I was there, they're like, oh, we feel so bad for America.
Well, we did feel sorry for you.
So what about with Trump?
With who he had to pick, he hadn't much of a choice.
Yeah,
you had Trump or Hillary.
Right.
So,
not big fans of Hillary. Now Bill Clinton.
But we're a big fan of Bill now.
Yeah. So Bill Clinton's a big fan. He did a lot of stuff there, right?
Oh, yeah. Bill was a good man for Ireland.
Mm-hmm. And now, what was wrong with Hillary?
She thinks she knows more than she does.
Okay. All right. So that's the general consensus over there. All right.
Oh, then they were expecting Chris. Was it the streets to be burning and fights on every corner or something from watching the news?
From watching CNN, maybe he has a point that fake news.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we see CNN or we see Fox or we see some of the American broadcasting, and everywhere you look, somebody's complaining about Trump or there's trouble or there isn't trouble.
Oh, sure.
But since we've come here, we've had nothing.
Yeah.
And everybody is nice, polite, and...
That's the drama.
That's
American
the drama.
Yeah, but we're in the posh area.
Has anybody been rude? Anybody been rude yet? No.
Other than
we couldn't get you in one of the pubs in Boston the other night, but that's because they said it was state law that we couldn't get into the place.
Well, he asked for identification. I'm 54 years of age.
Right.
It's the first time I was ever stopped looking for identification.
Yeah.
I'm well over age to drink.
Mm-hmm. Silly law.
Silly law, but sure.
Silly law. But we got to have some fun at the next place. And
that's correct.
We were patrons there instead.
The band.
Now, how about the highways here? Like, when we came the other day into Boston, we went from Peabody, we cut through Salem, and then we jumped around. Yeah. So it's like you're on one highway, then you're on another highway. So that's not something common back at home.
No. We would have two-lane, maybe three-lane at the most, coming out of Dublin, out of the capital.
Mm-hmm.
Which most people in Dublin think the capital the whole of Ireland stops at the right cow, which it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
There's another 26 counties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dublin is a law unto themselves, like your Washington.
Well, like the big cities. Boston gets all the attention, yeah. And then meanwhile, there's a whole other section of Massachusetts, but it's about the big city.
But as we were coming in tonight to see your show, mm-hmm. it's bumper to bumper out there leaving Boston.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Like, hold on.
It's like a car park.
Bumper to bumper. Bumper to bumper.
Bumper to bumper.
It's like a car park.
All right, car park.
Car
park.
Car park.
Car.
Yeah, but
and what did you say coming in? What did you call it?
It's a garage.
I said Menford.
Medford?
Medford.
Meffa. They call it Meffa.
Meffa or Medford.
Like M-E-H-F-E-H, like Meffa.
Yeah, we said Medford.
Oh, speaking, since we're on this Boston accent, I have to say Bahaba.
Bahaba.
Bahaba, Maine.
Yeah, go up to Bahaba, have a beer.
Usually take the car and go up to Bahaba.
And have a beer.
And have a beer.
Yeah.
Which is really Bar Harbor.
No, Bahaba.
Bahaba.
Like Bahaba.
No,
it's like no R's. It's in Bahaba.
There's like no R's and like four extra vowels.
What's
the hubbub?
Have you gotten to the point where someone's talking and you're like, I have no idea what the hell they're saying?
No, but I think since we came over, a few people have looked at us, especially in the restaurants, and they've looked at me and went, what the hell is he talking about?
How you doing?
I'm going to play the Cranberries, and I'm going to play some Christy Moore, and then we will be back in a moment and continue on here with you until 7 p.m. It's WMFO Medford.
we have our own crew. Life is an ocean and love is a boat in trouble. Around us, we have our own crew.
There you go. That's the Cranberries with Dreams. Sounds kind of like Marianne Faithful at the end there when she goes into that. Yeah.
I have no idea who Marianne Faithful is.
Oh, you
is,
don't? So well, that's how she sings. Yeah, exactly. She sings exactly like that. Marianne Faithful. Well, you know Metallica. She's the one in the background that goes da 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 da. Unforgiven or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, she was a singer herself, but now she's an old crow, and she comes out there and just went woo.
Yeah. More education at WMFO.org and Tufts University.
I give a little bit of rock and roll education. We educate as well as we entertain you. So we have a another PSA here. John, you ready to do this one for us?
Ready there, Chris. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water distribution, or other emergencies can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable lights handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. That's a public service message from the government and WMFO in Medford, also to all the people in Limerick on the Chris Arrow Show.
That's great. Very good. Now, a flashlight's a torch, right?
Yeah, I just got the crap scared out of me, man. Holy man, that was creepy, man.
Which one? The emergency preparedness?
He's got that voice. It's like, man, get out your lights, flashlights, get the batteries, get prepared. Ready. I'm ready to run out of here now.
Get ready. What did you think about all of our coverage for the hurricane? Were you guys worried at all?
Oh, yeah, we were glued to it. No, Terrence had guaranteed us it wouldn't come up by Boston.
Terrence is like, it's going to go right around Massachusetts.
Well, we were hoping it might come up this way so we could stay on a bit longer, but
Get a little bit of weather. Oh, that's true. Yeah, you never know.
But the second stardom that's coming behind it has
gone off.
It's officially gone as it came in tropical storm.
All the news stations were jumping up and down out of anger that it didn't come this way because then they can't moor drama.
I noticed on the cruise line that goes out of Boston that I usually go out on. I went to Bermuda a few times. It's down to $300 if you leave Friday, if you want to go to Bermuda. And you get unlimited beer and you get all room. Yeah, instead of going home, you guys just jump on the boat to Bermuda.
we should check out Powerball tickets we played last night. We might have won. We might be winners. We don't even know.
We could buy the boat all together. And you can all come with us.
That would be fun.
Not everybody. Only a couple.
Some of Boston.
Yeah. Now, Lorraine, you were here once before, but you were in California. What do you think of the difference between California and Boston? Is it like night and day or pretty similar with people?
No, I thought it was pretty similar, It's just buildings everywhere.
Were people nice in San Francisco?
They were all right.
Yeah.
They're friendlier here.
Yeah.
I think. But then again, they've got no other choice. They're related.
You got to bring the Dorchester. So, they're not so friendly there.
So they've got no other choice but be nice to me.
Yeah.
No, the choice would be nice to a Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know, they could always turn up in your doorstep.
Yeah, that's right.
How about the fashion? What are you seeing that's weird this week? Like hats or shirts? The shorts.
What is with the baseball cap?
The baseball cap in Boston. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's huge.
Yeah, that's huge.
Huge.
No, the only time you'd see baseball caps in Ireland, two places, on the golf course, are a robber. Cover his face.
A robber?
Yeah, a mugger, like, you know.
Thief.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but so everybody wears them here.
So it's a thief that is masking their face, or it's practical and you're wearing it on the golf course for the sun. Yeah. But here, it's a fashion
style. It's a fashion style.
Yeah.
That's not style.
That's what they think.
People have been looking at me weird since I arrived.
Well, and I had...
Because of the way I dress.
Okay.
It's like... Where's your one going?
And we don't understand world champions. When you only play baseball and you like the World Series, you're the only ones that play it.
Yeah.
So that's something we can't get our head around. But I have bought a Patriots
golf jersey. Yeah, world champions.
Bang, world champions.
It doesn't say world champions on it, but yes.
So next year, we'll all sit cheerful. Watching the Super Bowl.
There you go. Yeah, it's like the Jamaicans that jumped in and did the bobsled team. They're like, let's have our own bobsled team. It's like, just jump right in. What do you think of the sports here? What do you think of the sports? Anything?
24/7 you could watch sport here.
Yeah.
You have got in Boston, which basketball, baseball, American football,
hockey.
Every night of the week, there's a sport to go to.
So there's more. There's more choice.
Oh, there's way more choice. Yeah. It's like
there's something going on in all the time here. Like
it's like bigger, and then supersize.
Yeah, that's right. And then you got the college levels below that, which is just monstrous in itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. That's a whole other entity.
It is a really good place for a sports fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No matter what sport
you want to see, it's here.
Yeah, in New England, it's very big with the sports.
And we don't watch or aren't tiny population are into the soccer. The kids are into the soccer, but as the pro sport, it's number five. Yeah. All the other four,
And, of course, they call it football back in Ireland.
No, we call it, football.
They're football, soccer.
Your soccer.
Yeah.
Football.
It's not called soccer at all in Ireland, is it?
It's called soccer.
It's always football, right?
But even you were saying that's the third sport. Is it hurling, rugby, or rugby, hurling?
Rugby, soccer,
But is it so people are playing rugby, hurling, soccer, or?
Hurling. Hurling would be the top one.
That's the top one.
So hurling's the top one.
So hurling's the winter one with the stick.
With the stick
and you're shining up the ice, right?
No.
Is that one?
No. You pay it on the green field. That's curling.
Oh, okay, that's curling.
Nice try. I'm like, is curling in the winter Olympics? Ice?
We don't do snow.
I'm like.
So hurling, what are they doing hurling?
15 men a team, one ball.
Oh, right.
30 sticks.
Yeah.
And you flick all around you.
Is it on the line of field hockey? A little bit?
Yeah. Right. A bit like that.
They call it the fastest game on the grass. That's what I see here.
That's it.
The fastest game on the grass.
Well, if they played on ice, it would be faster, Chris. I think we could throw
a little curling.
Let's call it churling. It'd be nice. We can do ice and hurling. Curling and hurling, we call it churling.
We're gonna educate here again.
Hurling
combines the skills of baseball, hockey, and lacrosse in one high-speed, high-scoring, high-octane game. That's what it says here.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
And it's ancient Greek and Irish origin. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What we're going to do is on these hurling fields, we need to get a Dunkin' Donuts built.
For halftime.
You know those small ones? Yeah. Chris, you drive up and drive out of?
I think we should have the first Boston hurling team sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
I think we would. If we ended up putting that team together, we'd be multimillionaires by next year. We can basically call ourselves world champions. Everybody will want to play us. And we can get our asses kicked, but it would be like, hey,
fill up the stadiums. One team.
$5 tickets.
One team sport.
Yep.
World champions 2017. Cheerleading.
Yeah, but the only thing is, it all has to be played within 80 minutes.
80?
80 minutes.
Okay.
40 and a half. Not 3 hours for a ball game.
Yeah. So
wait a minute. Football is
it's actually
16?
Timed.
Football's 60. 15.
No, I could go on forever.
45 is 90.
Yeah. No, 45 well, that's each side. The
soccer is 45.
No, our football.
Years goes like on all night. 7 o'clock, we tuned in.
That's because of the ads to make the money to get the players paid.
And
the
owners they make plenty.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen hurling? It's amateur. No money.
Yeah, but the ratings are there. See, if the ratings are sky high. If the ratings were low, there'd be difference. Then they would have an audience problem. They don't have an audience problem. Therefore, they get their money.
Plus, in 80 minutes, you'll get to take a pee. And it's like you can hold on for the 80 minutes instead of going in the woods.
Yeah. Back of the beyond.
Go out to the back of the
where
beyond.
Where Noelle lives.
In Shannon Golden.
Back beyond. She don't live in Shannon Golden. She lives in Knocknagossal.
Knocknagossal.
So they have the internet and everything out there?
Just about.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Do they have street lights?
No.
She lives in a forest.
They got the color television yet?
Yes. We just about have electricity.
Just about have electricity, yeah. We're getting there.
Do they know what the internet is?
Oh, yeah. Sure, we're online. You can see us come up there.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
We're on listening.
I love the back of the beyond. That's my kind of place, my kind of town.
Oh, you would love it, yeah.
Absolutely.
And they have a pub on every corner.
Oh, that's perfect.
So let's say someone from Boston's coming to Ireland for the first time. Where should they go? What do you think they should go see?
Straight to the pub and distress themselves.
Yes.
That's what I think.
Dunk their feet into the orange liquid. Make sure the hoof and mouth isn't there. Go right to the what we did.
Just
we
come for some Guinness.
Yeah. Just come for some Guinness. Now tell us the difference between the Guinness there and the Guinness here.
It's miles apart.
Miles apart.
Miles apart. You should know that.
The texture, yeah, I do. Yeah. I can taste
you
it.
Can
I
can taste it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I can tell the pores completely different.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You filled your own pint.
Mm-hmm. Well, me and Chris are certified pourers.
That's true.
Oh, yeah,
from Guinness. Certified from Dublin.
Yes.
From the factory.
Yeah, so we always watch people pour.
And they always get disappointed.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen anybody pass yet.
We've seen some, not many.
Like as we say now, there's no bad Guinness, just more Guinness.
More Guinness, yeah.
Yeah. Like if somebody back in Ireland, you poured their Guinness in the wrong glass, they would literally
give
Chris. It back.
Yeah, Chris.
They would not pay for that and then take it.
No, mm-hmm. Chris, like so they'll over here, they're drinking Coors Light, and they'll get it in a Pabst right. Blue Ribbon glass or a mm-hmm. Heineken glass.
Yeah, that annoys me.
Over there, you
match.
Get a Heineken.
It has to match.
Yeah. It's a Heineken glass. Over right. there, you get Coors Light's Coors Light glass. Right. Guinness is Guinness glass.
And all the glasses are taxed.
Stamped.
Goes to the crown, right?
Stamped.
Yeah. So they're stamped. Yeah. So if a glass is missing, that the pub has to pay for the new glass, right? Don't they have to pay for the new glass? No.
Get them off the breweries.
Oh, then I'll take a few home next time.
Yeah,
I was worried.
We'll get
you're
going to
have the gutter on your tail.
So what have you had here for the most part? Now Heineken is the number 2 beer in Ireland, right?
Yeah,
right after the Guinness.
Yeah.
Now what are you having here? You're having the Coors Light.
Coors Light.
You tried a Bud Light.
You tried Bud Light, yeah.
And what else do you have? Anything here else here? Have you tried anything new?
We bought a massive bottle of wine that we haven't opened.
We had some whiskey with
We had whiskey with Ricky.
Oh yeah, Ricky. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. What kind of whiskey?
We had Jameson Irish whiskey.
Oh, all right.
What was the other one?
Bushman's.
Yeah, Bushman's.
But that's an Irish one as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they played shots with it, like. In Ireland, we sip it, you know.
Right,
you enjoy it.
Right.
In America, you just throw it
just
back.
Clang, have another.
Yes, have another.
Yeah, the shots are huge over here.
And of course, there's more in it because we do everything bigger.
Yeah.
Like he said, you want a Jameson or will I supersize it?
Yeah, supersize it. What do you want in your whiskey? More whiskey.
More whiskey.
Super shots.
So I'm going to play this, let's see, I'm going to play The Foundations, and I'm going to play this for, is it Tom? Tom Dillon? Tom Dillon?
No, you you might play the Piano Man for John Dillon.
Oh, John Dillon?
Yeah.
All right.
And the Dillon family.
I'm going to play this one for Tom Dillon then. So I'm going to be playing the Foundations for you.
Oh, Buttercup is for me, yeah.
Buttercup, Build Me Up Buttercup. And then I'll play the Piano Man for the Dillon family.
Especially Sinead.
Sinead?
Yeah, that's whinging.
All right.
That you didn't give her a shout out.
Oh, give her a shout out.
So give her a shout out now. Yeah. Hi, Sinead.
Hi, Sinead.
She lives in the back of Beyond as well.
Does she?
Yeah.
Hi, Sinead.
Now, she has colour TV back that far, but she might.
I have a question for Sinead. I hear Lorraine and John's bedroom is kind of taken up right now, and I'm wondering if you have a spare bedroom.
Oh, she's got, she's got plenty in the back of Beyond.
I'll see you soon.
Sinead, you just got yourself a new cousin.
Got yourself a new friend. And then the pub isn't far away. I like that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You can open up a new pub in the back of the Beyond.
You can go around the town.
You can call it Terrence's Pub. Terrence's Pub. We have hurling and whiskey and Guinness.
Yep. Dunks.
There you go. And
dunks.
And dunks. And like a cot for people that want to stay overnight. Just
No cots. No cots. No.
You get right out.
Hit the road.
Oh, I loved that the other night, too, in Boston. It's like we're half done, and it's like they just take your beer and
run.
Yeah,
they just take it. Yeah, see it.
Like they just take it. I just ordered it. They don't care. And they took your money and run. So here we go. The Foundations. Buttercup, and we'll do some Billy Joel for the Dillon family. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. We'll be right back.
I love you.
This goes out to the Dylan family. It's Billy Joel, Piano Man. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 FM on your radio dial. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. High atop Curtis Hall, Tufts University.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. Bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. Never had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar.
So that goes out to the Dylan family. Is Tommy Dylan?
John Dylan.
Why do I keep calling him Tommy?
I don't know.
Like Tommy Tomato.
Tommy Tomato.
Well, I can't have two Johns. I have John right in front of me, so I can't have two Johns.
Yeah, well.
But I'm going to call him Tommy Dylan. But it's
John
Dylan, it's Tom.
Is the original John. He's just a blow-in John. We call him Tommy instead.
Okay, all right. So that goes out to John Dylan, and he's not in the woods, though. Where is he?
Well, unfortunately, he left us a couple of months ago, so...
Oh, he left us a couple months
ago. Yeah, he passed on, so...
He's gone out to the great beyond.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we miss John Dylan, and that goes out to him, Piano Man, and that goes out to his family.
Yep.
And he's listening from high up in heaven.
He's listening from high up in heaven.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to be listening if you're calling him Tom.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So that's for John Dylan high up in heaven there. I apologize there for getting the name wrong. So Terrence has got a PSA for us. Let's do our last PSA of the hour. What do you got there?
This one's a texting while driving prevention. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like the texting while driving. Mm. We're against that here at WMFO. Pass me that other one then, please.
Here we go. Chris.
Thank you, sir.
I'm kind of for it.
You're for texting while driving? That's
no,
awful.
Of course
awful.
Not.
Of course not.
He's against it.
That's one of those things. It's like you got to be on board with everybody there because there's
that's
always
dangerous.
People behind the wheel.
I've been driving into Boston for 14 years, and I've seen people eating, texting, doing everything at the same time.
I eat a full roast beef sub while I'm on the road.
The full.
I don't even cut it in half. I just go for the whole.
But you're not texting the sub. I love the head down, head up, head down, head up, head down, head. You see?
Yeah. You can see what's going. There was a guy that was behind me yesterday, and he started beeping at me. It's like I'm taking a turn. I was slowing down to take a turn. He was right on me, and I'm like, come on! I threw my hand up. You know, when you throw your hand up in the air. And you wave them like
that's pretty much
care.
The middle finger.
That's pretty much. It's the middle finger. Things are going to be thrown down. And people in Boston, they have high, they're charged. They got high tempers. They're ready to kill you on the road.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of road rage.
They want to be, well, I mean, we've heard a lot of road rage. They leave the work.
Yeah.
Just like I've heard the road rage in Limerick when I was there as well.
F-bombs. Yeah. A couple of F-bombs on the road.
You beep. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Come on, you beep. Wait, move it.
Yeah. Yeah, I left a message for my friend today, and before I hung up, somebody was like cutting me off, and I'm like, "Come on!" And I said a real bad one, and then
nice.
and I'm like, "Whoops!" And I left a message for him.
Well,
anyway,
I said a bad one here. That's not a bad one here, but it's a bad one there. So therefore, it was a bad one.
All right, yes. There you go.
You remember?
Yep.
Yeah. That's a bad one over there.
I remember.
What's another weird thing you guys have seen this week? Anything weird? Like we talked about fashion, the baseball caps a little bit. Maybe something else with something weird that we do or a phrase that you've heard this week.
Oh, no. I know one thing we do they don't like to do. We wait.
No, we don't wait.
Yeah. Okay, so you're
standing
telling me this over the break.
We wait.
So standing in queues, standing in line, you guys went into the top of the hub. We couldn't wait.
I think a good top of the hub. It's a high building, beautiful view of the city.
Right.
What floor were we on?
54, 56. 54 or something.
The views were fabulous up there.
Yes.
So they can make you wait. That's what they're thinking. You're going there for the view.
You know, they like to take advantage of Irish. Where they are. Mm-hmm. No, where they are at the top of the hub.
Yep.
And so they left for it. I know now the story's like 20 minutes, but it was a few minutes. And then I did turn around and I saw eyes roll. And I said, and I recognize that look because my father has the same look.
Well, I just
Irish don't
say,
wait.
No, we didn't.
No.
We were on here for 10 days holidays. At the rate we were going, we'd be looking to make the airport.
There's things to do.
We have things to do, people to see. Well,
I had to stop time. John from throwing the kid off the top of the building.
But after tonight, we might get under quicker, seeing as we're on the Chris Errol show.
He's famous.
That's true.
He's famous.
He's world famous now.
World famous, that's right.
Like the World Series.
Yeah. I hope he's from Limerick.
Maybe there'll be the Chris Earl Parade in Limerick City, huh?
You never know.
On the 10th year anniversary?
Oh, yeah. Huh? Patrick's Day back in Limerick.
Yeah, we'll pass it right by Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. Yes.
Right, then we'll have a place where you park the car, the car park. We'll get to the bar, the pub, and we'll have a great old time.
I should have a live feed on my 10th anniversary. I should take a ride out and take the flight over the pond and do a live from Limerick. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to play two more that we've got here, and we'll come back in a moment here. So everybody's like texting me and they're saying, where's the U2? Where's the U2? And Terrence and I are usually doing the U2 when we're in here. And I know you guys are here, so we want to play some other Irish artists and hear from you. But we are going to play some U2 for you. And I'm going to do something a little bit different. Is I'm going to play the very new, how long? About a week, Terrence, this has been released? You're the best thing about me.
Wednesdays. What's today's Wednesday? Yeah, so it's been a week.
All right. So I don't know anything about this song. I haven't heard anything. I know you've heard
Time
it already. But
so
we
what
are,
is it called?
It's called You're the Best Thing About Me. And it's U2.
Is that what you think of me?
I do. You're the best thing about me.
You're the best thing about me.
I wrote it just for you. Me and Bono collaborated and we got this song.
Just for you.
I'm assuming it's a love song. It's my guess. But it's a very U2 title, too. You're the Best Thing About Me. So let's check this out and we will come back with some color commentary on the new U2 single here on Time Travel. Back in a moment. It's U2. You're the Best Thing About Me.
When you look so good, the pain in your face doesn't show. When you look so good, and baby, you don't even know.
It's WMFO Medford, so that's the new U2 song, You're the Best Thing About Me. It's kind of fun.
It's okay.
I saw you bouncing your leg there.
Yeah,
nice harmony, nice flow, nice sound.
Yeah.
Clean, got a nice beat.
And he's not preaching.
He's not preaching.
Oh, no, that's okay.
So there's been three released from the new album so far. Is that right?
No, that's the official first single, but there's been three songs played from it.
So that's like the invisible of the last album. So it's going to be a hidden track or something. They're releasing a song and seeing how it goes. And
No. This actually is the first single. Yeah. No, that is the first single. I mean, that's The Beautiful Day. That's the Get On Your Boots and Vertigo and all the other singles will be released on the album. December 1st is when it comes out. So I'm sure Lorraine will be at the store in line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so, John will be beating her to the punch.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
If she buys it.
So what we will do for that week, is, Terrence, you come in here, and as we've done in the past, we play the new album in its entirety, and we talk about it. So we'll plan our December 1st week, and we'll come in and we'll do the new U2 album. How's that sound?
That's a date, man.
All right. Sounds
and we
good.
Can listen from Limerick in Ireland online.
And yes, every time
you say something, we can contradict you.
So let me tell you a little bit about what you can do there. So we do have some people from overseas that are listening. If you go to WMFO.org, that's WMFO.org, you can actually listen to the show that we just did for up to 2 weeks live. You can actually download it, and you can listen to the show again. So feel free to go on there. It's Freeform Radio. It's WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks again to everyone over the pond that was listening to us. And thanks once again to Lorraine and John for coming in. And thanks to Terrence for bringing them in. So you guys want to do some shout outs? We've got a couple more minutes here before the big picture.
I don't know where my sister Susan Dewey is, but we haven't heard a word from her in the last 2 hours.
Really? We have to check up on her.
I'm guessing she's in the pub.
Or she's in the backwoods.
She has been video calling me since I arrived last week.
Oh, okay.
And when we told her this was going on, there's not a word from her.
Where is she?
I don't know.
Maybe she's mad at Chris Earl.
She's very shy.
She's in a pub.
Yeah. So she is my favorite common law sister-in-law.
There you go. The favorite common law sister-in-law.
Favorite common law.
Anyone else you want to do a shout out to, John?
Everyone back in Limerick, they've all seemed to have tuned in tonight. The word has got around that we're on the local radio. So maybe this time next year you'll come to Limerick and we might run the radio show from Limerick.
Yeah, 10-year anniversary live from Limerick.
That would be a lot of fun. Yeah,
we do it from a pub.
Yes, we can do it from Cowie's.
Nice, we can do it right. Yeah, perfect, man. That's awesome. Yeah.
And if my own son is listening, he never does listen to me. He's out there anyway. But we'll play him back the show, Colm and Hazel.
And Terrence, any other shout-outs?
I forgot to tell my mother and father that I was going to be on tonight. So, hi, Mom, hi, Dad. See you soon, and you'll be able to go on.
The ones that can go right to the show.
That's absolutely correct. Yes,
just
they
found
will.
Out my sister's at a funeral, so she's in the pub.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, right. Jeffrey. Yes. Now we know where she is.
Well, once again, thanks you guys for coming in. I hope it was relatively painless, right? It's pretty easy, right?
Yeah, it was easy.
And the big picture is coming up next with Shay and Derek. And thank you once again, and thanks to you all our listeners tonight. And Time Travel is here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. I'm going to leave you here with the Dubliners, and we will fade into the big picture. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station. It is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Have a good night, everybody.
Well, we're going to do a song this time that was written by our great friend Pete St. John, and it was looking like for a while there we were going to have to learn this song in Japanese. So we'll give it a lash anyway in whatever little bit of English we have. All right, Jack.
Okay,
thank you. Hiya, 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 hiya! Shut up, you.
My lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole.